Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Radio family, good morning. Happy weekend. Glad to be back with you and glad to have you back each and every weekend for Community Focus. It's heard on our Odyssey stations. And of course, a chance to get engaged in great conversation once again with members of our Community Focus family. And this gentleman definitely is family. He's been with us for a number of years to give us all the tips and advice that we need, as of course, Rudy Click, when I have you on the program, that can only mean one thing. First of all, good morning. How are you? This is my first time talking to you in 2022. How's it been thus far?
I've been doing fine. So glad to speak with you and our family.
Absolutely. And of course, you are here because it is that time, the beginning of a new year, which typically means the beginning of tax season. So as folk are, and some are in the process in which they've already received their W-2s, whether it's by mail. And for a lot of us, a lot of companies, I know for mine in particularly, now it is become commonplace, if you will, to receive those W-2s electronically, which may be something a little bit different for some folk, depending upon where they work.
Exactly. It used to be that everybody was looking out to their mailboxes.
Right.
But I think now probably they're getting them in their mailbox too still. But
yeah,
most folks, as I'm aware of, with my circumstances here in my home, most of it is online. And you can go online and just download. Not only can you download your W-2s, but you usually can download county tax information.
Right.
You can also download the information that you need from your student loans. So most everything, even your health care information, is all
you're
online
right
now. So it's
right. Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth, Rudy. I couldn't have said it better. We definitely are living in an electronic age. And certainly as the 2022 tax filing season is underway, there's probably going to be some things that are different, some changes, and then, of course, some things that still remain the same. So, of course, I would be remiss, Rudy, if I didn't say you proudly represent ANC Accounting Services. And as you just mentioned, of course, now being able to work from the comforts of home. So my first question is, how soon, speaking of tax season, can one file their taxes?
Well, And many of us know that it's changed because of COVID. It's changed a lot of due dates. So it's always interesting to get the due dates back in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
So as of January 24th is when the IRS has actually opened up the electronic filing portal. So beginning January 24th, you can process tax returns. And if you have your information, you can go ahead and file your returns, mm-hmm. and they will be accepted. Now, the thing to be not necessarily a concern, but you need to be aware that because in, I think it's 2018, maybe 17, the PATH Act is still in effect. That means that those of us that are fortunate to receive refundable credits, such as the Earned Income Credit, the Child Tax Credit, which we'll be talking about later on, and the additional tax, those credits or those returns will not be processed until after February 15th. However, we're almost there.
Right, exactly. Very true, very true. We are into the month of February. And just like you said, the Internal Revenue is wanting us to, Internal Revenue Service, I should say, the IRS is wanting us to be really patient because, yes, there is a backlog of returns to process, but people can still avoid those lengthy delays, especially if they file electronically. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. The information coming out of the IRS and the North Carolina Department of Revenue or state revenues is that they are expressing, because of the backlog, there's 600 million returns that have not been completed.
I had no idea.
200.
Yeah.
Yet several million amended returns that have not been completed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stressing that we do. They are the news from them is that we make sure that.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We are very careful and deliberate and intentional about getting all of our paperwork, getting it all together.
Absolutely.
And filing online. And also, they're stressing this tax season that we do direct deposit. Because, as we just mentioned in our previous conversation about they are depending heavily on direct deposit, e-filing, because this will certainly save time and makes more things more automated. So, paper returns is something that they are. You still can file a paper return, but paper returns are something that they are not encouraging.
Right, and like you mentioned earlier, steadily becoming a thing of the past. But I had no idea that it was that many that were in a delayed process, Rudy. Wow. And the other thing too, speaking of patience, as you just mentioned, COVID-19 has really changed just the way of life in general. And as with most places, and this includes those who are employed with the Internal Revenue Service, including yourself, just like with any other corporation or business, there is also, of course, the fact that you are short-staffed, too. So I'm certain, of course, Radio Family, that too may play a factor. But the main thing is to really just exude your patience as much as possible, as many are getting to become or rather, Rudy, getting ready to start the process of filing their taxes. So, of course, the next big question is, and you kind of alluded to this a few moments ago, because of COVID and likely some date changes, when is the actual filing deadline for this year, for 2022?
Well, that's a very good question. And they have moved it back. As far as we know, all the information that we're getting from the IRS is that the deadline is going back to April. It's usually April 15th, but now it's April 18th, which I think that's probably a Monday.
Yes.
Is the deadline for this year's tax return. Because remember last year, they moved it to May, I believe
right,
it was.
Right, exactly.
And the year before that, it was deep into July in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, as far as we know, the deadline is going to be, again, the first quarter of the year. Okay. In the spring, April 18th.
And so that really still gives us a little cushion room, if you will.
Yeah,
because we're typically always scrambling, to try to get around the 15th. And dependent upon, in years past too, Rudy, it makes me think that sometimes when the 15th fell on a weekend, we still got that grace period to get it filed like the following Monday or Tuesday or whenever the 18th of the following week would fall into place. So really good to know.
Right.
Well, I have one more question I think I can squeeze in before our first break of the day, Rudy, and it's this. How can one get their refund, speaking of a little bit faster, even though there may be some delays in place, there still is wiggle room to possibly get that refund faster?
Yeah. Well, like we said, they want to make sure that you get all your records together,
right,
and be pretty do your due diligence in getting the returns completed correctly. That's the most important thing. And, you may want to make sure that you, if you have some question about how to get it done, you might want to reach out to someone that may be a little more adept. If you've got something going on this year that is not necessarily, and with COVID, there'll probably be a lot of that issue that you haven't experienced before.
Right.
You may want to reach out and get some professional to help you with it. But that's the key to get your refund faster, is make sure that you do fill out forms correctly.
Absolutely.
And you file directly, direct deposit and electronic. They're stressing that this year because they do feel that the infrastructure is set up to where if they can get most of the filed e-files and direct deposit, that's the quickest way they can respond.
Absolutely. And of course, Rudy, when individuals like me get in contact with professionals like yourself, you really make the process so much easier, because your knowledge and your expertise in this particular subject matter always amazes me from year to year every time we get together. So let me ask you this. This is going into what year for you as an enrolled tax agent?
10th year as an enrolled agent. And it's been a lot of changes since.
Yeah,
2012. Yeah.
Well, I commend you and every individual that is willing to take this on, because for a person to be as, like I said, as knowledgeable, as in depth as you are, that cannot be an easy thing to do for a living, being a tax preparer, Rudy Click. Now,
right.
you may have, you just have that mind that could grasp things like that. But I know for folk, and I'll just use myself as an example, sometimes it's such a struggle when it comes to tax season. And I empathize with you, radio family. A lot of us, that can be a frustrating time of the year. But in all seriousness, when we put time and thought into getting the right persons like a Rudy Click, who can give us really the most painless way with which to prepare our tax season. So, whether you go to Rudy or you already have someone in mind, Rudy, thank you for sharing all the wonderful information that you usually do, and in such a timely fashion. And let's take our first break of the morning, my friend. Thanking you so much, as always, for being a part of the Community Focus family. And just good to hear from you again this weekend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. Wonderful company. As always, we indeed will return for the second half of the program. There is much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our Odyssey stations, and we will return right after this break. And we welcome you, Radio Family, welcoming many of you back and just saying thank you for tuning in. We do continue with the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations, and continued conversation with wonderful members of our Community Focus family. Today, of course, no exception. I have enrolled agent Rudy Click of ANC Accounting Services giving us yet again all the information that we need as we prepare for the 2022 tax season. So, Rudy, as we do continue in conversation, when can I or a person get the earned income tax credit or additional child tax credit refund?
Well, I alluded to that a little earlier. February 15th is the first opportunity that they will look at those, what we call refundable credits or the earned income credit and additional tax credit. Because of legal reasons, they cannot send those refunds out any sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about that is that if you get your return in between now and then, it's already in queue, and if you do it electronically and you file electronically and everything is correct, those refunds should come out to you pretty fast. So that's the fastest way to get it in. Is make sure it's correct, make sure you mm-hmm. answer all the due diligence questions, and make sure that your documentation is where it should be. Then that return, those refunds will come out to you. Now, there's been a change mm-hmm. with the child tax credit that we'll talk about later on.
Okay.
But there have been some changes there, and so the taxpayer needs to be aware of those changes that's come. And probably they already know what the changes are, but it's just that there are some way that the child tax credit has been improved, in my opinion.
Oh, so, nice. Okay. And just as a side note too, Rudy, and I was, and of course, whenever you're on this program, I learn some things always, and I'm sure members of our Community Focus family and our radio family do, that the child tax credit was expanded under the American Rescue Plan, which has really benefited tens of millions of U.S. households, with checks being sent to eligible families in the latter half of last year, with up to $300 per month for every child younger than six, and $250 per month for older children. Correct me if I'm wrong or correct in that assessment.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. You got it completely right. $300 younger than six, okay. And $258 between six and 18, mm-hmm. younger than 18.
Right.
So, yeah. And so that has been, for families with young children, has been a great benefit, and that started in July and ran until December.
Right. Now, Rudy, let me just also add this as another aside. How would this have an impact on those? And this is referencing back to all the changes that COVID-19 has brought about, particularly for a parent or parents who may have become unemployed during the pandemic.
Right. Now, what happened generally in 2020 tax return, this may have occurred, and it occurred to a lot of folks that if you was unemployed during the period,
mm-hmm.
then the Rescue Act allowed you to forego or not claim $10,200 of that income from the unemployment. So, let's see, if you got $40,000 in unemployment benefit,
right?
Then $10,200 of that unemployment benefit would not be taxable. So that was good. That's a great benefit. Now that happened in 2020. That did not occur in 2021. But most people, and that's not everybody, but most people went back to work in 2021.
Correct.
So the unemployment issue was not significantly a problem as it was in 2020.
Okay. And look what you did right there, because my next question was going to be this. What if one's 2020 tax return has not even been processed?
Exactly. So you just have to be patient.
Right.
Like I said, it's like 6 million out there that just they just haven't gotten to them. Mm-hmm. They will, but it shouldn't affect your 2021.
Okay.
According to what the IRS is telling us, the service is telling us to go ahead and file as normal mm-hmm. and assume that the tax return or that refund is on its way.
Excellent. So the next question I have for you, Rudy, for the weekend edition of Community Focus, what should a person do to help the process?
Yeah. Well, with COVID, it's always, you know, it's always the era, with that era that you make sure that you spend some time mm-hmm. working with the professionals or with getting your documents together, making sure you filing them on time, getting the paperwork there. This is a situation where the taxpayer is really going to have to help the IRS process your return and get more intentional about it and really more involved in making sure that you get your documents there, you getting your paperwork there, filing electronically, direct deposit, making sure that the bank account that you do put in your direct deposit is correct. So you just got to help them along. Basically.
Right. That's very true. And I'm glad you touched on that a little bit because I wanted to, as we switch gears here a little bit, that can allude to some of the common mistakes that a taxpayer or preparer may come across, particularly as many, and Radio Family, I'm not singling out you or any person in particular. I'm just saying generally, and Rudy, you likely have tons of stories to share on this, especially when people do receive large amounts in terms of a refund check. They have a tendency, that's the word I'm trying to get out, to blow that refund check rather than stashing it into, let's say, an emergency savings account, using it towards perhaps their child's education, maybe a future retirement, whatever the financial scenario may be.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're like, well, where did all my money go? Well, hello, you spent it frivolously on a lot of stuff you probably didn't even need.
Yeah, and that is true. And that tend to be some of the things that happens to ones that get a big lump sum at one time.
Right.
The good thing about the child tax credit is that, the positive thing about the way it was distributed is that it would come, at, like you say, $300 per child each month.
Right.
And what that did would give you put you on a budget. You know,
exactly.
You didn't get a whole bunch at one time, but
right.
You got enough.
Enough,
to
yeah.
take care of some expenses. And
exactly.
So, yeah.
And I appreciate you saying that. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't want to upset anyone or single in anybody out. But, you know, sometimes I think we just get, what's that old expression? Our eyes, but then that's more relatable to food. I was thinking our eyes get a little bigger than our stomachs, but we still, when we're not used to receiving a check with that amount, I think we have this tendency to say, well, if I don't spend it all at one time, you know, it's probably going to disappear anyway. And I know people have plans to do certain things, but especially given the times that we are living in with so much going on, that the unexpected nowadays for us should be, which we should expect them, because emergencies do happen. We just don't know the where, when, and why in a lot of instances. And in fact, you know, that was something that our parents and grandparents probably, you know, constantly reminded us when we were growing up, was the importance of trying to stash, you know, a little something on the side so that if an emergency mm-hmm. did occur, you had at least a little cushion, that you just weren't completely
correct.
Left out in the lurch. Now, I wanted to also mention very quickly another perhaps common mistake, and we stressed this earlier on the program, but for those who may not have been with us, another common mistake can be waiting until the last minute to file.
Yeah, I think if this has been if procrastination has been a problem for you,
right.
This situation with COVID and with the IRS mm-hmm. should help you understand that that should not happen.
Right.
you need to file and get your paperwork together and get filed as quick as you can. Now, one of the things that we talked earlier about process, one of the things that the IRS has done, because it's aware of these backlogs, is that for those of us, and I know some of us aren't tech savvy, but those of us that are able to go to IRS.gov, they have a lot of new features there on that IRS.gov.
Great.
As a matter of fact, all of us know that you can go there and say, you can click on the button, where's my refund?
Right.
We're all aware of that. Mm-hmm. But they also have, you can go there and it'll help you file there. It also, you can go and you get transcripts.
Yeah.
You can go there and we talked about the child tax credit, as we talked about earlier. There you can look and see how much payment, how many payments you did get. They have a lot of tools now on that, on the IRS.gov tool website. You should go there even if you haven't been there for a while.
That's a great point.
Tax counseling, tax assistance. We were talking about earlier when you said that they get their big refund and they spend all their money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the IRS has tax counseling now for the elderly and for those that get their income credit that will help you understand how those payments come, how they're calculated, how you qualify for them, who qualifies for them, and when you can get those payments. So if you haven't been to the IRS.gov, there's a lot more innovation there now, and it's a lot more friendly
than it used to be. Well, that is excellent. And thank you for sharing that, Rudy, and passing that information on. And so that is one of the good things when we talk about the changes that are taking place for the 2022 tax season. Speaking of changes and especially thinking of things that are different, getting back once again to COVID-19, let's just say, for instance, well, here's the scenario or the situation. The pandemic obviously has been expensive or inexpensive crisis for many families, and some of the most common costs can have an impact or an effect on your taxes. How can one write off COVID-19 costs or expenses like face mask, since that has become the new norm for a lot of us, or PPE, which is the personal protective equipment?
Right. There's no provision in writing that off. That is expensive. Now, a responder, a person that is like a healthcare worker, those they have some provisions that they can write that off.
Okay.
But generally, for those of us that go out and buying the mask, and I think we should get the mask or have some COVID expenses. They have not been written into the code where those are deductible.
Okay.
And I think we've heard this, although I haven't seen mine. I heard that there are some masks and stuff coming to us in the mail and test kits.
Right, exactly, under the Biden administration. Right. You're absolutely right. That's what I've been hearing. And I'm like you.
Yeah.
When checking my mailbox, I haven't received anything. Now, I know that there were a couple of events just recently in which, in Guilford County in particular, and I would love for this to take place in Forsyth County, where you and I are. I'm in Winston-Salem. I believe you're in Kernersville. But they had they had two locations. One was actually a drive-through that took place at the Greensboro Coliseum, in which on a first-come, first-served basis, people were able to go there and receive 20 of the N95 masks at no charge. And so I thought that was just a beautiful gesture because, masks, like with most things, when we're purchasing items, they can kind of, get up in cost, especially for a lot of us who like to buy in bulk. And of course, most of those masks are either disposable. You wear them maybe once or twice, dispose of them, and then you put on a fresh one or a new one. But I thought that was a very innovative idea, and I'm wondering if that's something that all 100 counties in the state of North Carolina and, surrounding states surrounding us will take the initiative to do something like that, because getting back to, again, a lot of families who have been financially impacted due to this pandemic. So I guess it's going to be that situation of waiting and seeing what's going to be happening between now and at least the end of this year.
Right. So that's exactly true. The one option that you have when you go back to your original question about, you know, personal protective equipment being tax deductible. Now, many of us do not fall in this category, but sometimes if you're able to itemize your tax return, and itemized codes have changed too because of the exemption that we get now is sometimes pretty high threshold. Right. But those who are able to itemize, they can take some of the face mask and the protective gear and equipment to prevent the spread of COVID as a tax deduction as a medical tax deduction. Now, you remember that the medical tax deduction is that if you should have health care expenses over a certain threshold, and it's 7.5% of your gross income, then you should be able to take that as a deduction as if you itemize. Many of us do not itemize, but those of us that do can take it as a medical deduction. Yeah.
Good to know. I'm glad you brought that up because I was just wondering, and I don't think we've ever had this discussion, obviously, because years prior, this was before COVID. But what role or how does that play into someone who may have had to have been hospitalized, especially when we heard of so many cases, especially when this pandemic was first new to us? And there were so many hospitalizations that were taking place at hospitals all across the country. And, of course, when that individual got that medical bill, I'm sure that was quite a shock. But how does one, if they want to, in terms of when they do their tax preparation, if they were found themselves in that particular situation?
Oh, very good question. Now, so it would go back to the same situation that I said before.
Right.
If they're itemizing, now remember now, if they're itemizing and they have a health care plan, or if they had Medicare or Medicaid for that matter, then that would take care of a lot of those expenses. But if they worked and they had a health care plan, once they reached their deductibles, then the health care plan would come in. But whatever expenses they had over and above outside of the health care deductibles, they could take on the itemized item of the Schedule A and the medical deductions.
Okay.
And
wonderful.
That would be a big bill.
I know. Absolutely. Well, as always, Rudy, very, very knowledgeable. Thank you for letting me have that as another aside question. Now, this is the actual question I was prepared to ask you and likely our final one of the morning. Now, what if one did receive, getting back to the advanced child tax credits payment and something known as the third economic impact payment?
Right. So, and this is one thing that goes back to my very first comment on making sure that we do our due diligence and do the work that will make sure that we file our taxes correctly.
Right.
So all your taxes that you did in 2020 and you did also in 2021, you're going to have questions that they're going to ask you. You're prepared, or even if you do it through a software company, it's going to ask you about, you know, rebate that you got or the impact payment that you got. Many times there were problems because people did not remember getting the checks, or they did get them, they don't recall them coming.
Right.
So this is what they talk about. The third impact payment came after President Biden came in and you got that $1,400.
Mm-hmm.
The first payment that you got, the first and second one, what you got when President Trump was in office, the first one, and then you got another one early part of 2021, around February. But this is the third one they're talking about. You should have got one after that sometime in the spring of last year, around $1,400.
I was going to say, because I sure do remember seeing that deposit in my account, and that was so sweet and very helpful, as I'm sure for a lot of us. Absolutely.
Exactly. So that's what they're saying, is that make sure that you understand what you got and fill it in correctly. And with the child tax credit, the most important thing we've been teasing about this whole conversation is that you got those advanced credits between June, July, and December. So when you, it's going to be a very different looking credit when you fill out your tax return. Mm-hmm. Because what you have to do, you qualify for the child tax credit as normal, mm-hmm. but those advance papers, you should get a letter from the IRS. It's letter 6419, I think it is, okay. telling you what your advance was. Right. And then you have to make sure that you encode that or you put that into your tax return mm-hmm. because that would be deducted from the child tax credit that you would normally get. So normally what happens for most people, it's not this way for everybody, but most of the people that got the child tax credit, you got in advance of about half of it. Mm-hmm. So the rest right. of it you will get into your tax return.
Okay.
So be aware of those questions and answer those correctly.
Absolutely.
Because that will change, that will help you. Again, we ask, how quickly can I get my refund? You can get the refund very, very quick and very, very efficiently, but you got to make sure that you respond to those letters that you're getting mm-hmm. and putting those monies in correctly. Because if they're wrong, the IRS is going to hold your refund. Yes, they're going right. to send you a letter saying, yeah. that's not right.
Exactly. No. And that'll even further delay the process, right?
It had a further delay the process, which goes back to, like we talked about, the process. If you would go on IRS.gov,
yes.
if you're not unsure of whether you got that money or not,
very
go on IRS.gov. They got new buttons that you can push, new places that you can go to ask, how much did I get as far as the economic impact payment? They'll tell you how much you got. They get an account. Or if you go there and you look at how much did I get from the child tax credit, if you didn't get the letter. The letter should tell you, but if you didn't get the letter, you can go to IRS.gov, go in, put your information in, and then look and see what was your advance. And that was very helpful in helping you fill out the return.
Excellent. As always, my friend, Rudy Click with ANC Accounting Services, thank you for all you do in the community, particularly in helping us prepare for tax season. Now, if someone should have any additional questions outside of what you were so graciously able to do in answering mine, is there a way with which one could get in contact with you?
Sure. Just give me a call at 336-996-7650 or go to my website, which is www.ancaccountingservices.com and send me an email. We'd be glad to help you.
Wonderful. Now, when it comes to ANC, they need to spell the and out, correct?
No.
No?
You talk about on the website?
Yes, on the website.
It's A like Apple, N like Nancy, C like Charlie.
There A-N-C. You go. There you go. I just wanted to make sure you still remember it, Rudy. That's a little humor. Thank you so much, my friend. And thank you, radio family. As always, it is so wonderful to have members of our community focused family to join us to engage in great conversation today, no different, with ANC Accounting Services. Rudy Click joins me, Renee Vaughn, and thank you for always joining us every weekend as we officially bring to a close another great conversation. Of course, for me, you know, no goodbyes, just until next time. And until that next time, do enjoy the rest of this weekend and radio family, continue to stay safe. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.